So, a very soft disclaimer. This episode could contain sentences that may or may not promote the use of THC. So if you do not support that, I think you should stop here. But then if you do, this episode is for you.
Okay guys, welcome to the Common Rule Podcast. It's a special day and we're here with a special episode. I just told my guys we have to have a 420 episode and we're here with the episode. We're going to be doing something different. I don't think we're ever going to do it again, but today we're just going to be handing this episode to our audience. Let's hear people's perspective and their point of views. So like, tune in, get your blunt and listen to people around the world talk to you about their experiences. Let's get into the episode.
I would like to make sure everyone is comfortable and properly prepared. We all know the regular routine. Go to the bathroom, turn off your annoying ass cell phone, get a big ass popcorn, a cup of ice cold carbonated sugar water. Bam! Wrong. You missing one key ingredient, nigga. How you gonna watch a motherfucking weed movie without no motherfucking weed? Get your papers, your bones, your bowls, your blunts, some fat ass nugs of that good and spark that shit up. Now, if you're unfortunate right now and don't have any weed, I'm sorry. But please, stop this movie right now. It just won't work. You can't watch this shit without no weed. Stop. You don't play baseball without no bat, do you? Exactly. For the same reason you don't watch a 3D movie without 3D glasses. So go figure that out, then put your goddamn ganja goggles on and get ready for liftoff. Thank you kindly, and without further ado, I would like to present...
Okay, so we're able to get across to a few of our listeners to give us their perspective and their point of view on two different topics. So this episode is going to be in two segments. The first segment is going to be what's the highest you've ever been. So we're going to have people talking about that. And the second segment is going to be how did I cast. So it's going to be fun. I trust it's going to be fun. So right now I'm going to be handing over them the stage. Let's get it.
Hey guys, I want to talk about my highest experience from cannabis. Before I get into business, I want to tell you about the Common Room Podcast. You guys, have you checked out the Common Room Podcast? The Common Room Podcast is absolutely the best podcast you'd ever come across. They have the best topics, steaming gist. Oh my God. Check out the Common Room Podcast and shed all your problems, your worries, your anger away. So my first highest experience on cannabis was when I did this thing called Milo Juju. Milo Juju is a particular kind of highness that I and my friends would do. You would mix weed and Milo. Yes, I said it's Milo and weed. You mix them together, iron them, and then allow it to cool off. And then you eat it like a candy. You know that thing we do in primary or secondary school, that you mix Milo, you put it in your paper, iron it, and yes, that is it. But this time, you're going to add weed to it. When you do it and you eat it, hey God. On that fateful day, it was my neighbor that did the Milo Juju for me. He gave it to me and I ate it and went out on a date. That day, I felt like I had never felt before. It was crazy. It was really crazy. I was floating in a way that pleased God. I was so high. Like, I loved the feeling. But at the same time, I was confused because I had never felt that way in my entire life before. It was really nice and I tried it over and over and over again, even though I didn't feel as high as I felt the first time I took it, but it was really nice. I loved it. You should try it too. Bye. And yeah, before I say bye, happy 420 guys. Love you.
All right, so there was this time my friend, his name is Chibike, I came to his house to smoke one day, but I can't remember when that was, but I think it was like last year. like early last year, a guy came to his house to smoke, and then he told me that his plug brought like a new strain for him, and it was called Green Crack. And when I heard the name, I was like, what the fuck is Green Crack? Sounds scary, not gonna lie, but I still smoked it, child. Like, if you present weed, I go still smoke, last. So I smoked, and I smoked, and I smoked, and we finished a blunt, I think. And, like, you know when you're high, right? You just want to lay down and just pass the fuck out. Not, like, pass out, but, like, just lay down and close your eyes and enjoy the high. Like, I couldn't. Like, I was too fucked up, guy. Like, I was even in pain. I think I greened out, Sha, because I was freaking the fuck out. Like, I was literally freaking the fuck out, like. And after that day, I was like, nah, I'm never smoking that particular strain. I'm never smoking that strain again. But, like, I think that's the highest I've ever been, like, for me to green out. And I was in pain, and I was freaking out, and I was sweating. Nah, for me to green out, that weed was something. But, like, hey, I'm always down to smoke, Sha.
Okay, it's been quite some time. I think last year, when I was still in Winsworth, I had some of my friends over, and they came with weed, you know. I was forming bad girls, so they were giving me, and I was just smoking. I think I passed out on the spot, and then they left later. Like, I don't even know how the day went.
Hi, Kamaram. What's popping? My name is Joan, so I'm going to be telling you about my highest experience. I mean, the highest I have been on cannabis. So, one time here, my friend invited me and my best friend to come smoke at his mother's rooftop. Oh God. So by the time we got there, he gave me some codeine to sip on. I already sipped on that, and 10 minutes, 20 minutes, I'm already feeling wavy and all of that. So he brought a tie of loud and listed in codeine. Bro, I think if you've never tried this, you should try this. This is the height of it. That is the height of it. So after he listed in codeine, we started smoking, and after 1, 2, 3 drags, I was already feeling wavy. I was feeling it in my body, like everything around me was all, like, I was just there. I was happy, but I'm not even in this place. Like, people are seeing me here, but I'm not here at all. I'm somewhere else. And by the time we were done smoking, Jesus Christ, that was the end. I just knew that this girl, you are gone. When it was time for us to go home, I was walking. I could not even feel my legs. I know that I was walking. I was walking, but I could not even tell what I was walking on. Am I walking on water? Am I walking on sand? Bro, it was an experience, and I think that's the highest I've been, and I would love to get higher than that, though. It was the only thing I remember from that night was that I came back to the house, I slept off, and I woke up the next morning. That, to tell you how high I was, like, I don't even remember all the details from that night, I swear to God, but damn, I just know that I was gone, and Omo, it was an experience, and I would like to get that, I'd like to have that experience again. In a higher dimension, higher than I was. By the way, happy 420, you guys.
Well, my highest high was when I took Canadian for the first time. It was this puff pass session now. So everybody took like the 3 puff at once. And like, me, I don't know now. I didn't know it was Canadian, so like I was now tracking this like normal loud, like I took it in very very well. After like, I think after like 5 minutes, I'm not really sure, like after like 5 minutes, everything, like my legs were heavy, like I literally stood up. I had to stand up because I don't think I was feeling my legs at that point. Like, I don't think I was feeling my legs at that moment. I had to stand up. then like the time was now so slow, like everything was so slow, like me said, like all my body activities were slow, like as if the Canadian was controlling my body. Jesus, like I legit to stand, like, you know, like when you want to stand up and maybe pick something up, if you had that strength, like I had to find strength, stand up, like, oh Jesus Christ. And then yes, now no man, time was now slow, like. And then I now went home because I wasn't at home, yeah, because of my neighbor's place. When I now walked home, imagine climbing a hill where you are. This one, I was like, I was stoned because my eyes were fucking red. And yeah, my eyes always cast me. My eyes always cast me. It's like, my eyes are so red. I don't even know how they didn't notice at home. Because when I was looking at myself in the mirror, I was just laughing. And yes, now, normal, can you, like, you be happy? But like, imagine walking on a hill where you're fucking high. Like, it felt like I was doing 400 meter race. Jesus Christ. It's like, I went home now. I ate. Like, I was eating like, I said, I never chopped for 1 week. I did chop. Then, I had my bath. I don't even know if I had my bath. I can't remember, but I think I had my bath, or I didn't remember. Then, I just laid on my bed. I think I slept from like 8 p.m. to like 11 a.m. the next day. Boo. Oh, guys, that's fucking crazy. Fucking, like, really crazy.
Bring Gary, whether your brain will calm down. Okudere. Baya, take!
Hey, guys. I want to talk about my highest experience from cannabis. So, it was in 2019. That was like the first period I started smoking. There's this my friend that we usually go to his mom's rooftop to smoke. Like, she's building a school and they're still yet to complete the building, but there's like a rooftop part of the school. So we usually go there to burn up and get high on our weed. So on that fateful day, my friend asked me to get our smoke as usual and bring it there, and he told me that there was going to be like a special strain of smoke called Arizona, because before we used to smoke SK. So on that fateful day, he brought it and then we smoked it. I didn't even smoke half of the blunt. Oh my god, my head was spinning. Like, I didn't even know, I can't even tell that particular feeling, because it was different from what I usually feel from the SK. Mind you, I have actually smoked loud, like, afterwards. But that particular very, very high feeling that I got from the Arizona was not there from the loud. Like, yeah, loud gets me down to the chest. Loud is, yeah. We all know that. But that particular feeling was very, very, very unusual. And that's, like, my highest experience from sativa, from cannabis, from weed.
Bruh, like, I've gotten very high like multiple times. Like, I'd say like 2 times at my peak. Like, the first time I got high was crazy. But besides that, like, the last time I just got high was not the last time I spoke to Trisha, but the last time I got high was wild, because this was in ATL, the nights before my flights back to New York. So this night I decided to, I think it was an overdose or something, because my cousin made some suya, like fried some suya with weed in it. And then I also cooked like indomie and put a lot of weed in it. And the weed was like boiling for minutes, bro. So I got so fucking high, like, it was crazy. I was throwing up, I was praying, I was high, I was off it, bro. Then I don't know how I got on that flight that high. So I eventually made it to New York, thank God. The craziest part is that I was now high for like 2 or 3 or 4 more days. But it turns out it's called something like derealization or something. It's not really like you're high, but like you're not high. You're just like not aware of yourself. So like you can't control your surroundings, but it's like you're not really in touch with things. Like you just feel high, but you're not actually high. So that's what happened to me for the next like 3 days. That's how high I got. So bro, it was crazy. Just the whole experience was wild, man. I can't even lie. But we're good now. We're good.
Okay, welcome to the second segment of this episode titled How Did I Cast? So basically, we're going to be taking like, how did you cast? Like, let's say, how did your parents or people found out that you started smoking? Yeah, that's basically what this segment of the episode is about. And to make sure the senders remain anonymous, I'm going to be the narrator for this second segment. That is, people sent me their stories, so I'm going to be reading them out to you guys. So listen to people's experiences on how they have been found out by their parents and what they did about it. I hope you enjoy. Okay. This guy goes like, hey guys, I want to say a special thank you to the Komoro podcast for having me on to share my experiences. I hope it's going to be interesting and I'll give some insights on the life of an actual stoner. So yeah, I casted in my family this day. I was using my phone, it was like a normal day. I was using my phone and just chatting. Then my mom stepped into my room and took my phone from my hand. She does this periodically, but she has never done it to me like in 2 years. So she stepped into the room now and took my phone. As she took my phone, she went through my WhatsApp and read my chat with my guy and found a text where we were talking about plug. And she asked me what is the meaning of plug. Obviously, I tried to deny it. I was like, a plug, like, you know, I tried to form something up. So what now happened is, my mom went through other chats, even the ones that were archived in the phone, and she found when I was talking about weed and shit. So what happened that she did not tell me that she saw that, she just gave me back my phone. Later on in the evening, when my dad came back, both of them called me into their room privately and asked me if I smoke. Obviously, my first instinct was to deny everything and say no, that I can never smoke. They now told me they found the chats on my phone, that there's no need to lie, and my dad started becoming all aggressive and shit. So I had no choice. The car was read out of the bag, so I had to confess that yes, I've smoked before, but I've not. It was someone that gave me the smoke. Like, I don't buy smoke by myself. So they believe me, sha. But what now happened is, like, for the next 2 days, they were watching me to find out if I smoke at home. And funny enough, I don't smoke when I'm at home. I don't know why I don't smoke when I'm at home. Probably it's out of respect for my parents, but I do not smoke at home. So what now happened after they monitored me for the 2 days and saw that I don't smoke at home? They took me to a chapel and made me to swear on Jesus that I'm never going to smoke again and shit. So basically, that's what happened. I don't know if they think they know I still smoke, but that's basically what happened, and that's my experience of how I casted to my parents. Okay, we have another story here, and the guy that sent this is from South Africa, so he's giving us our experience of when he casted 3 years ago when he was still in Nigeria.
So I'm gonna read it out. It goes like, hey guys, if you're tuning into the Come Around podcast, you must definitely be enjoying it, because I know I have been enjoying everything these guys are doing up to this point. So today I'm here to share my story on how I casted to my family, to you guys. I hope you enjoy it. So this fateful day, I think it was on a Tuesday or so, I just finished buying weed for my plug and I drove back home. So as I was at home, I don't know if you know this thing where if you want to smoke, you enter into a shower, you close the door, then try and block off the entrances with pieces of cloth. Then you put on the shower and smoke your blunt. The shower is going to absorb all the smoke that is inside the room at that particular point, inside the bedroom at that particular point. So this is what happened here. I got back home, you know, my usual routine. I don't know what made me forget to put the cloth that covers the door spaces. So I forgot to put it that day, and I was smoking my blunt in the bedroom. Yeah, my dad came back. I did not know he came back, so I was inside the room. So he walked into my room and started smelling the smoke. I was inside the bedroom. The shower was on, so I don't think everyone that's coming into the room would think I'm having a bath or something. So my dad walked into the room. He called my name. I dropped the blunt. I hid it very well. Then came out of the bathroom to answer him. My dad now told me that, so you smoke and you have the audacity to do it in my house. That's when I now realized, I looked back at the bathroom and realized I did not put the cloth, and I could smell this stench of the weed in my room. So my dad searched my room and found my special stash inside my room. And the whole week was like hell for me, because my dad was so disappointed. You could see it in his face and shit like that. He told my mom too, and they called a family meeting, and my siblings were aware about it too, and they tried to do a kind of intervention to see if I could stop smoking and shit. But right now, I don't know if they know that I still smoke, or if they know and they are cool with it. But that experience was how my parents found out for the first time that I intake marijuana and cannabis. Thank you for listening to my story, and I would like to encourage you, keep up with the Common Room podcast. These guys are going somewhere.
Catch us everywhere you listen to all your other podcasts. We're there for you. Everywhere. See, just
available on all platforms, streaming right now.
See.
Right now. It's my boy AJ right now.
420 2023 with the Common Room podcast. Also, I want to state this podcast does not in any way support the use of cannabis. Like, you how you catch your own cruise. And I would like to tell guys that actually do, like, there's a limit to everything. Like, although it's enjoyable and shit, you also have to be careful. So thank you for catching this episode. I hope you found it fun. Follow us on Instagram at The Common Room. You know, we're always there for you. We're back, we're better. We're going to keep releasing content. So catch our next episode anytime we release. Peace out and enjoy your 420. This has been the Common Room Podcast.